Hello and welcome. I am Kristen O'Farrell, and you are listening to Living Bright, the brand new podcast, which is an extension of the blog site, brightlightliving.com. This is a new podcast, so I really appreciate you being patient as I experiment and stumble along in the beginning, but I hope you enjoy it, because what the podcast is all about is what the name suggests, Living Bright. That means achieving goals, pursuing your creative endeavors, being productive, and basically living life without regret. My first interview is with Abby Ferbert. She is a high schooler who is taking her love of baking to a whole new level. And if you haven't done so already, I encourage you to check out my blog, www.brightlightliving.com, because I have posted photos of Abby's cookies, which are amazing. They are truly works of art. And when I saw them, I thought, I need to talk to Abby, because I love all things creative. And when I saw her cookies and what she was able to accomplish, I was just curious, like, how did this high schooler create such wonderful works of art, and what inspired her to do it, and how did she get started, and how did she turn what was a hobby into a little side business? I started the interview by having Abby show me all her supplies and tools that she used for baking, and she started opening up all these cabinets where she basically took over a lot of the cabinets in her very supportive parents' kitchen.
I have a question for you. These right here,
yes.
Do you already have the molds for them, or how do you create the outlines?
They're just cutters. So I have like two bags of cookies in there, and then I have all of those cookie cutters in there too.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's a lot. And then I just order new ones if I need new ones. Like, if I'm doing something like for the Oscars one, I ordered an Oscars man. Like that, I ordered that one.
Oh, that's awesome.
I also ordered a popcorn bucket and a clapper thing.
Oh. That
they haven't come yet.
Yeah, so let me understand this. You also do parties where people can come in and pay you and you'll help them decorate. So, like, what are you doing for the Oscar party?
So I'm going to do Oscar man. I'm going to do a star, which will do red. Probably gonna do a popcorn bucket, and then either a film reel or like the film clapper. Probably haven't decided yet.
And you're teaching them how to do this.
Yes, I will. I'm gonna probably do like samples next week, like do them myself, and then take pictures, and then like at the party, I'll do it while they like I'll do it, and they can watch me, and they can do it too.
Now yours look amazing. Can anybody do that? It's very detailed. Like, I can't even stay in the line.
It definitely takes practice, but, like, Grace did it for, like, the first time over Christmas, and she did really good. So did one of my mom's friend, Miss Stephanie. She did really good, too. Like, it's kind of, you probably have an knack for it or you don't, but you can definitely learn and get better.
The day of Abby's interview, it was a family and friends affair. Abby's cousin Jordan was visiting, and my friend Tessa came along to take photos of the day. She's an amazing photographer, and she had her little girl Marie as well. So I apologize, but you will hear the sweet Marie in the background. And then we all just decided to sit down and watch Abby in action as she decorated, and we just freely asked her questions why she worked.
Did you plan out your cookies? Did you know what you're going to do before you did them, or did you just wing it as you go?
So I knew what shapes I was going to do because, like, I knew what cookie cutters I did. I wanted to, like, I knew I was going to do some hearts and then rectangular for envelope. So the envelope is kind of, like, more I know what I'm doing for that one because it's more, like, specific. Like, I have to make it look like an envelope. But the hearts and stuff, I've kind of just been kind of winging it, like, doing what I feel like. Like, this one, I think I'm going to do, like, pink hearts in the purple, I think, if it works. So, like, some of them I do know, like, exactly what I'm doing, and some of them I'm more just doing what I kind of feel like.
And do you surprise yourself, like, wow, that turned out pretty well?
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, with the Lego cookies, I tried to do, like, icing transfers, but they didn't really work out that well, so then I just kind of did it freehand, and it worked out a lot better. So, like, sometimes
icing transfer?
So, when I make a stencil, and then I ice, like, put icing on parchment paper, and then let them dry out overnight, and then the next, like, day, they're super dry, so you just lift them up and then stick them on a cookie, like, with a little bit of icing for them to stick. Like, I tried to do that for the Lego bricks, like, the circles on Lego bricks, but it didn't really work out that well. So then I just free-handed them, and they looked a little bit better. So sometimes I do try stuff and it doesn't really work, and sometimes I know that's not really going to work anymore. But most of the time, it really kind of depends on, like, what cookies I'm doing. So.
Oh, so what are you doing?
Just a different design.
Oh. That's pretty.
This is kind of what like hurts.
Oh, wow.
So do you find that when you, like, say you see that online or something like that, how do you go about, I can tell you, how do you go about deciding to do it? Because I can say, like, from my experience, figure, like, I see something, a style of photography I want to do. All I do is just go online, Google it, and find all these different blogs and basically try all these things that these people are saying, and I don't know what's the right thing to do. So I was wondering if you do a similar thing, like.
Yeah, so, like, scrolling on Instagram a lot, like, I follow a lot of computers, so, like, on Instagram, there's a thing where you can, like, save posts.
What is, say that again?
On Instagram, like, so yeah. There's just a lot of, like, people who, like, post their cookies that they do. And then, so on Instagram, there's a feature where you can, like, save a post. So, like, a ton of my saved, like, posts are, like, different cookie designs that I could maybe one day want to go back and do.
Yeah.
But, like, if I knew, like, I knew that I was going to do, like, hearts and an envelope. And, like, so I did go through, like, yesterday and the day before, like, to look at, like, different designs that people have done before with, like, hearts and stuff. So that I kind of have a basis of kind of what I want to do. Yeah.
Do you use Pinterest at all?
I have used Pinterest. Yeah. Like, Instagram is, or, like, Google. I Google, like, decorate your cookies Valentine's Day. But really, Instagram is the main source of where I do it because, like, there are so many accounts of people who are, like,
yeah,
do cookies professionally and who just put so much information on there, too, about everything. So it's a really good resource, Instagram.
It's so straightforward, too. I love that about Instagram. You just open it and search a hashtag and you see a million things. So.
Circle of your own work?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I always think of stuff that I can do better, like the Lego cookies I was complaining about a few. Like, always. There's always something better that I can do or something that I did wrong that I could do better.
So what do you do with the rejects? Can you mess up some today?
Sure.
Do you give those to people?
Yeah, or just eat them myself. Yeah.
So how did you get the icing so shiny? Like, what was the recipe?
So in raw icing, the corn syrup really makes them shiny. So the raw icing recipe I just got offline. And because most of them are the same, some have corn syrup and some don't, and I like the ones with corn syrup. But the cookie recipe is my Nona's. I got it like a few years ago, and I've kind of tweaked it here and there for like what I wanted. Like, I've added more flour to this one to help it roll better and to help it bake better. But, yeah, the basic recipe was my Nona's.
Aw, you're carrying the tradition. Mm-hmm. If you had to give some advice to someone who is, like you, trying to pursue their creative bliss or something that they've always liked to do, and maybe do it full-time or do it as a business, what kind of advice would you give?
Keep learning, keep practicing, keep getting better. Like, learn from people who have posted stuff and, like, put information out there. And just to go for it, because you won't know if it will work or if you'll really enjoy it unless you do it. And there's really nothing holding you back from doing it. So just go for it and keep practicing, keep learning.
And how would you feel if today someone said, Abby, you can no longer bake cookies? Or decorate them.
I'd be really sad because I do really like doing them. It's kind of a stress reliever sometimes. And just kind of a way to, just I love doing it. So it's just a hobby that, like, I just want to continue doing.
That's how I started with photography. It was just my hobby.
Yeah.
Like, do you just...
So I really started like real icing sugar cookies in the like August of 2018 is when I like first did them. And so since then I've done them a lot more often. Like
what? Why? What? How did you get started?
I love to bake. So I've baked like my whole life with my Nona, my grandma. So she loves to bake. So she's always made sugar cookies. And so when we were little, we used to decorate them with like just like a glaze, and that used to be a lot of fun. And then I started baking cakes. Like I started doing cakes and cupcakes in like sixth grade, so like 7 years ago. And then yeah, I started doing these types of cookies a few years ago.
So, Abby, one thing that I'm really interested in, and it's a question that I'm going to ask everyone in this podcast, because I'm always fascinated about the creative process and how people know what they want to do, like where it comes from. And I have a theory, but before I say what that is, I'm going to ask you, what did you like to do as a girl? I know you said you baked with your grandmother, but were there other things you did or played or did as a child?
Yeah, so I played kitchen all the time with my sisters and my friends. Like, we had to play kitchen downstairs. And also, my Nono, he used to own a restaurant, and so he gave me a, like, tray once I carried food, and then I would always play waitress after that. So definitely, like, food and baking has always been something. And I've also used to do, like, drawing and painting and arts and crafts. One time, my friends, like, in LA and Grace, we tried to, like, do a fashion show. Like, when we were, like, 10 or something, like, we got all the fabric and, like, cut it out and, like, tried to sew it together to, like, make clothes. That didn't end up so well. But definitely, like, doing... I guess, like, creative stuff has been doing it for a while.
See, that's interesting. My theory is that kids usually naturally gravitate to things that they like to do. Mm-hmm. And then down the line, they might get influenced by other people who are telling them that, oh, you need to be a doctor or a lawyer. But really, when you're a kid, you already know. You already know what's fun to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Marie? Now, if you had to do this, and you, let's say you did do this full time after you graduated from college, because I know you're going off to college, would you like doing this as much as you do now? If it became a job, if it became your business, do you think it would still be as fun?
Yeah, I think it would. Like every cookie you do is different, and so you'll always have different designs to do. And so I think that really helps with changing up. Like, sure, it's kind of mostly, like, the same motions over and over again, but there's always different colors, and there's different techniques I can do. Like, I've learned new techniques, like, every time I do different cookies. I've tried new techniques, like the one that I did for this cookie, like the painting and the sprinkles. And then there's just cookies I can do for icing, like wet and wet designs or, like, stenciling. So there's always something new that you can do, and I feel like I would.
But what if you got so, like, you had a million orders you had to fill that day, and the customers were saying, when's my order going to be ready? And you had all the business stress that came along with it. And do you think that it's smart to go into something that is kind of like a hobby? Or what's your take on people who pursue something that's become a hobby but making it a career? Do you think it's going to take away that joy for them?
I think at points it could, but I think overall they will still continue like loving to do it. Because, I mean, like, once you kind of start loving something, like, sure, can you maybe one day won't, but I think even with the stresses, sometimes, like, you'll probably still love doing it.
Thank you for listening to the very first episode of Living Bright. This is a new podcast, which you could probably tell by the background noise and the editing and the audio quality, but... that is what Living Bright is all about, pursuing your creative interest, experimenting, practicing, and just getting better at it, because you will. I appreciate you taking the time to listen, and I would like to give a great big shout out to Abby Ferbert for allowing me to speak with her and to watch her as she created some magic on those cookies. So stay tuned for future episodes. There will be some, but until then, have a great day and live bright.